This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A House committee heard testimony on Wednesday on legislation that would abolish the death penalty in Missouri. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the bill would also commute sentences of all current death row inmates to life without parole.
Several people testified in favor of the bill, including Kevin Green, a California man who spent 16 years in prison on charges that he raped his wife and killed their unborn baby. He was eventually exonerated after DNA evidence showed another man had committed the crime. He says doing hard time in prison is a harsher punishment than being executed.
I have broke bread with men who have killed and had it reverted back to a life sentence when they did away with the death penalty back in the 70s, who wished for the death penalty to be there again because they would have already been dead instead of having to languish knowing they'll never get out.
No one testified against the bill, but a GOP member of the committee said that the state needs to have the option of executing people for heinous crimes. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia's arts and culture crowd gathered for an arts town hall meeting on Wednesday night. KBIA Scarlett Robertson was there.
The lobby of Orr Street Studios is packed. Every folding chair is occupied and people keep trailing in, standing at the back of the room or sitting on the floor. Chris Stevens, the city's new manager of the Office of Cultural Affairs, is presenting the state of the arts in Columbia. He reviews how the department nurtures local artists and cultural organizations and discusses current issues the office is facing. These include searching for a new cultural affairs specialist and dealing with a potential $12,000 shortfall next year. He then opens it up to the floor.
What do you feel is the temperature of the arts in Columbia? Where do you think we stand? So anybody, pipe in. Tell me what you think. Yes.
One of the concerns that comes up for me is just awareness of what's going on and access to information.
A lot of the talk centers around better marketing to get more participation in the arts. Everything from working with the Convention and Visitors Bureau to creating a master calendar of events is discussed. It was Lindsay Aiken's first meeting. She's an art coordinator for the city's CARE program, as well as an advisor at MU's Craft Studio. She says she was energized to see a room full of people there to support the arts.
I think when people realize how they can be supportive, that's the key to keeping arts alive, you know, anywhere, especially in Columbia. So that's my mission and message, I think.
Stephen says his first priority is to fill the open cultural affairs specialist position, something he hopes will be completed by early May. And then...
show up for the arts. That's going to be my new theme. Take a chance. Go see the ballet. Go see a play. Walk into a gallery. Don't be intimidated by the arts, but show up because you'll be glad once you did.
Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
And finally, the Missouri Senate has endorsed legislation making it a crime to disturb a religious worship service. The bill, given initial approval Wednesday, would make it a misdemeanor to initially disturb or interrupt a house of worship with profane language, rude behavior, or noise. The crime would be punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a $500 fine, with harsher punishment for repeat offenses. Columbia-based Shelter Insurance has sued a bond underwriter for $390 million over municipal bonds issued by the city of Moberly for the failed Mamtech USA sweetener plant project. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Shelter sued Memphis-based firm Morgan Keegan in Cole County Circuit Court, saying the company did not perform adequate due diligence when it underwrote $39 million in municipal bonds for the project. The insurance company purchased about $6 million of those bonds in 2010. Shelter says the underwriter repeated false claims from Mamtech about its financial prospects. The bonds came with a promise that Moberly would use revenue from the Mamtech project to make payments on the debt. In a statement, Morgan Keegan said the claims made by Shelter in the lawsuit have absolutely no merit. The state of Missouri is launching a new website to help residents be better prepared for severe weather. The site, stormaware.mo.gov, includes videos on how to make shelter in different types of buildings, information on tornado sirens, and weather alert radios. It also has links to services that can send text messages alerting Missourians to approaching severe weather. Officials with the State Emergency Management Agency say the text messaging service is free, although normal messaging rates apply. State Emergency Management Agency Director Paul Parmenter says the website is a valuable tool that will help Missourians prepare for dangerous weather. Veterans with illnesses are causing long-term strains on caregivers. That's according to MU nursing professor Bonnie Wakefield. She studied informal caregivers who look after veterans. Most of those caregivers are wives or other family members, and more than a third of the caregivers reported a high level of stress. But there is help for caregivers like Melody Bailey, who cares for her husband. She takes part in a support program through the Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital in Columbia.
What the program has allowed me personally as a caregiver is to find relief in that stressful situation, because it's hard to juggle a full-time job plus children plus caring for the veteran.
The study shows that those with the highest levels of satisfaction also say they had more outside help, such as support from friends and relatives. The University of Missouri has named the inaugural dean of the Truman School of Public Affairs. The school was designated as a freestanding academic unit last week, and the appointment of Barton Wechsler as its first dean was announced on Wednesday. Wechsler has served since 2000 as a professor of public affairs and director of the Truman School and the Institute of Public Policy. He served previously as the founding dean of Muskie School of Public Service at the University of Southern Maine, with a staff of more than 200 and a $15 million budget. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.